Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. If you traveled to Tibet, called the roof of the world, you'd have a tough time catching your breath because the average altitude there is 13,000 feet.
But Tibetans thrive there. It turns out they're the only modern humans to possess a gene they may have inherited from a now extinct species of ancient humans called Denisovans.
When we look at another group of people living at high altitude in the Andes Mountains of South America, they produce higher levels of hemoglobin in their blood. They also have larger chests that accommodate larger lungs, but Tibetans don't exhibit these physiological adaptations.
Recent studies reveal Tibetans possess a unique form of the XPAS1 gene. In others, this gene responds to low oxygen levels by increasing hemoglobin production. But the opposite happens in Tibetans. They do not have elevated levels of hemoglobin.
This is counterintuitive since, in theory, increasing hemoglobin increases oxygen transport in the blood, which helps in high altitude where the air is thinner. But it's also true that too many blood cells thickens the blood and increases stroke risks.
So scientists are unsure exactly how this Tibetan variant of the XPAS1 gene protects them. The newest study tells us this gene may have come from an extinct species of humans.
The Denisovans fossils were only discovered 4 years ago in southern Siberia, but the Neanderthals also have a similar version of the XPAS1 gene, so the source is unclear.
What's fascinating is that modern humans may owe some of their beneficial traits to ancestors who interbred with ancient humans that helped them to survive and spread across the planet.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.